Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Phone lines open right now, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We're going to get to your phone calls, but before we do that, we have a very special surprise guest on the Mike O'Mara Show. He is the other radio partner of Oscar Santana. He is the host of Chad Dukes versus the World and the Rodcast. He is the proprietor of the dry goods store, what, the Commonwealth dry goods store.
There you go.
He is a pool owner. He is big shooter. That's what I refer to him as. He is a good guy, and I've been on his show more than he has been on mine. But I'm going to change that because he is here right now. Chad, how are you?
That's great to be on the show. It sounds like I'm compensating for something when you guys make it. You read that list, Mike.
No, I you know what? And a lot of people won't know the backstory that Chad, when they blew up WJFK and they flipped it to sports, Chad stayed on in the afternoon show, and he is he did the show with another guy, and then they gave him the show and called it Chad Dukes versus the World, and it's a long story which I will not dive into, because if I do, it'll and Rob, can you turn that down a little bit? I'm getting some kind of skip back here, and if I do, Chad, you know I'll start to cry because it's sad for me and with that. But through it all, this is interesting because of just the way Chad handled it and the way Oscars handled it. Chad took over for me at WJFK in the afternoon slot, and Chad and I have maintained a friendship over the years. And then our friendship, I believe, Chad, and you can confirm it, has survived even this political upheaval that we've gone through. And here we are, and now you're finally on the show, and I welcome you with open arms, Big Shooter. How are you?
Thank you, Mike. I'm great, and I think, I don't know, people might not be familiar with the with me personally, but I do the show with Oscar. But I started the way Rob Spiewak started. I started as a fan of yours in your radio career for much of my adult life. So taking over for you, I'm not doing that. What I'm doing is I'm a radio Cossack. Like, I will shiv anybody in the back to make sure that my career...
Shiv anybody in the back.
I mean, it's very
that's
kind
what
of
I like.
To say that, but it's always a pleasure to be on your show. And, yeah, I don't need you to agree with my politics for us to be good friends, and I hope you feel the same way.
You left out one of his great credits, Mike. He's an art patron now.
He's an art patron, and that's one of them. We're going to get to that.
Yes.
But really, this is a segment that I know that there is one man, whether I'm coming on Big O and Dukes or whether you're coming into here, there's one man that probably gets a little moist in the trousers when this happens, and I'm talking about the back end that squirms a little bit. When you and I commiserate on the great Oscar Santana, and when I saw the 5x5 portrait oil painting that you commissioned of him scowling, I had to get you on, but we never get a chance to commiserate on
multiple invitations to this show. Chad says he's got too big a truck to find parking.
Well, look, everybody knows that Oscar built a studio so that he would have a short commute, inconveniencing everyone else.
It's on Media Row.
Media Row.
There doesn't exist Media Row. You made it up. And like he told us for years when our studio was in Manassas that we were part of the tech corridor. And I was like, whatever you need to call this.
It was free. Yeah.
It was a crack row. We were doing a show from a crack row, Santana.
You know what, Chad? You have been dealing with Oscar's, how do I put it delicately? Oscar's conjuring.
All I do is make you guys money.
For many, many, many years. And,
you know what? Need to hang up on him.
If we could only talk about the conjuring.
Didn't go the way you expected.
Went on. I just had
things
some.
Things have swerved.
I want to get one thing out of it. The number one issue, you probably don't know this, Chad, that I have with Oscar is punctuality. And we now have is it a 3 month or a 6 month?
It was 3 months. It started on April 15th.
We have a 3 month bet that whoever is tardy to our little show will shave the head. Have you had the same punctuality issues with Oscar in your various incarnations?
Wow. So he's really kept that away from you guys. Yeah, Oscar made a... There's a barbershop across the street from our studio, and he has a standing appointment
Thursdays
at 7 o'clock on nights where we do the show. The problem is that he stays there into times when the show is actually taking place.
That happened one time.
There it is.
One time too many, my friend. We had a large blow-up on the show.
You're late to work as well.
No, I'm not. I work, first of all. I don't do 90 minutes of a show with a titan of the radio industry and then call that something.
It's very kind. That's very good.
I create my own afternoon drive radio, and then I come in and I slum it with you guys.
Chad, recently I want to give you kudos on Howard played a clip of your show, and it was a clip that I had already listened to virally, where you had, I think the guy was from the NFL Network who was on your show.
And Ian Rappaport,
Ian Rappaport. And by the way, I saw Ian when they were covering, it was something on the NFL Network. He's an ad. And you did one of the all-time, you are probably one of the great ranters, as somebody that likes a great rant as much as the next guy. You went off on this guy when he took another call in the middle of your radio program. You deserved getting the accolades, because people within the industry, myself included, just adore that, because we're really not allowed to do that very often. But you had it with this guy. And, you know, Chad's still doing the 4 hours of radio. And what you have to understand about the radio game, when you're doing a 4 hour, or in your case back at the old WJFK,
he's doing four and a half now.
A 5 hour show. It's all about filling the time. And when a guest bones you like that, he's stabbing you in the testicles, and you went off on the guy. And were you on the verge of going off on this guy to start with? There had to be some bad blood going in, I would think.
Well, he had hung up. I don't know if you ever came into tape interviews, Mike, but I got to do that a lot just because I'm lower on the totem pole. So if it's a national guy like Rappaport, I came in 45 minutes early to tape with that son of a bitch, and he hung up on me during the taped interview, and then he hung up on me live the same day on the air. Like, I am pretty, I'm sensitive and I'm immature, and I will scream and yell about anything. But I wouldn't have done that if he'd only hung up once. He'd done it to me twice, and I had just had enough. And then what was crazy is the response that I got was a lot of what you're saying is people just quietly and surreptitiously in my DMs on Twitter unloading on this guy and what a bag of terrible he is. Now, he called in and apologized, and I hadn't thought about it. And I mean, Howard, you guys dusted it up with Howard, I think, back in the day.
Yeah, we had an unofficial truce with Howard for multiple years. Howard, the only time Howard talked about Don and myself on his show was when we were hired by WJFK, and it was not pretty. And then, and kind of like a behind the scenes truce was brokered with Baba Booey and our producer back in the day. And then Howard, of course, exploded and didn't even. It was fine once Howard didn't even know who any of his competition was. But there was a time where Howard would go into these markets and it would be
a
little uncomfortable. Yeah. And all I remember Howard saying is, "Ken Stevens is dead to me." That's what when Don and Mike got.
Yeah, but who hasn't said that?
Afternoon. That's what I said to Oscar when we were talking about you getting the hit from Howard on his show. I said, well, Howard talked about me once, but it wasn't nearly as pleasant. And then it was, but you know what? I will say this about Howard Stern. Back in the day when he was aware of the Don and Mike show, the truce was honored. It was honored by us, and it was honored by him. And that's what I have to say about that situation. Yeah. He never went back on that, and that was a cool thing. And he's still the guy that we all look up to, and it was kind of cool to hear him talk about.
A lot of fun.
It is, but I mean, what was crazy about it is Howard's the tip of the spear in talk radio. But I found Howard through Don and Mike. Like, I found Howard by following the morning zoo.
Right.
JFK. And so what was crazy is my mom called me, and she was happy about the Howard Stern thing, even though politically you and her would vibe very well, Mike. She's not a big fan of his. She said that a bigger moment for her in my career was that you said the last words on your terrestrial radio show were for my brother to clean his bathroom up.
I played golf with
a bigger moment in my mind, and I probably went into that.
Yeah, all I know about Casey is that I've played golf with him and Wesley Crusher, his best buddy, and they had a room, and there was hair on the back of the toilet seat that I will. I mean, you could have, it literally could have become a sweater. And I remember being in Casey's house when I think I staggered over from Jimmy's. And I don't know.
No.
I did a lot of dumb stuff, playing with a gun that could have killed me. It was just.
Yeah, but you lived through it. Look at you. You're better now than ever.
Yeah, I did live through it. But, you know, it's fun. I want to get to I know you're very nice to join us here. And I want to you've got a show to do and get ready for. But I want to ask you about this oil painting, which we really only dove into yesterday on the show. This picture of Oscar, because what is. What do we do other than really just both of us? That's where we have the common bond, where we F with Oscar all the time.
Yes.
How did the whole thing about the painting of Oscar Santana, the 5x5 painting, which I want to bid on, by the way, how did that come about?
Well, Mike, it's right up your alley, because it was actually, there was a photograph taken of a Caps game, and it was, am I still on?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Rob's playing some royal music in back of you here.
I'm not used to this pageantry. it was the Capitals game. Also, production. Drab T-shirt doesn't like to do that during our show, so I'm uncomfortable with it.
Or book guests.
Caps game. Oscar bougily accepts tickets to a team he knows nothing about. There was a picture snap of the entire lower bowl. Every single person in the picture is wearing a red Capital sweater. Except one guy wearing a skin tight lavender button up, and that's your co-host Oscar Santana. He had turned and faced the camera in a way, and honestly, I'd love to kill him for this, but he doesn't look the way he does in this picture normally. His face was so cartoonishly Vigo the Carpathian size that we first didn't even realize it was him. We thought it was somebody that looked like Santana. That's when a listener drilled down on him and said, no, that's Oscar. And he's on his phone and he's not paying attention. It is peak, absolutely symbolic of that guy going to that game and just being a complete fraud. It embodied everything that was him. So it only made sense that I contacted a local artist in Dorsey Art and said, we need a 4x4 oil painting to debut at our record release party. And now we're up to the present day.
Give your store, give your mercantile a plug here, because Chad, this is the way I've always perceived you, Chad. You can correct me if I'm wrong. If you have an idea, it's going to be in an auditorium. If you have an idea, you're going to. If Chad wants to sell something, he's going to open a store. It's just that you are not. Risk is something that is not part of your vocabulary.
He's also not lazy.
No, nothing halfway.
He's not lazy, and he dives into these things. And we have similar tastes. And if I had an idea, I always wanted to have my Irish pub, and I finally just took the plunge and did it. Tell us about your store. And if anybody's in the D.C. area, they can come and visit it, I think.
If Michael Mara's career is Coca-Cola Classic, I'm Tab. You are National Afternoon Drive. I am a one market zilch. You open up a beautiful Irish pub with a big elephant on the wall. I open up a 600 square foot dry goods store in Old Town Fairfax because I'm obsessed with 10800 Main Street, and I always will be. So, yeah, it's just we sell fun stuff. We sell stuff that I would like, snacks, sodas, and all of that music, and it's right there in Old Town Fairfax. We had a viewing for Sullen Oscar, which, of course, is the name of the oil painting.
Sullen Oscar.
I didn't know it had a name. That's lovely.
Sullen Oscar. I love that.
Sullen That's Oscar, awesome. Yes. As commissioned by Doris Yard. If you'd like to come by, you can see it today. But, I model a lot. Again, I hate that this is just an ass-kiss fest, but I model a lot of what I do is I go back and I listen to stuff that you've done, Mike, and I repackage it for people that are too dumb to know any better. That's the way that my career is.
Now, when people come to the store and they see Sullen Oscar, is it kind of like people going to the Louvre and staring at the Mona Lisa and saying, why is he sullen? No one knows.
We had children. I wish this was a bit. I had a kid scream. I had a kid say, that's terrifying, and run out the front door, and the father had to run after the kid, and they never came back. So they weren't in on the bit, Rob.
Chad, I love it. I'm going to tell you that so it's at the dry goods store, and what I will do is I think that this painting has to tour. So I think we have
like The Last Supper did.
I'm not going to ask Oscar to bring it. I'm going to send one of my interns over there. We have to have it at least one day on the show. That's 90 minutes, and then they'll treat it respectfully. and then get it back to where it needs to go. But I
hey,
ask
you know
your
what?
Permission.
For the show, we could just put Oscar's camera on that for that one show. So every time it was a shot of Oscar, it was just sullen Oscar.
This is not going the way this was planned.
So anyway, you can listen to Chad every afternoon on WJFK, and it's 4.5. It's you're doing 4.5 hours by yourself now.
Yeah, they cut my pay. They actually asked for a ratings bonus back, and they said, by the way, you're going to do an extra 4.5 hours. And I said, thank you, sir. I have another. I would love to do that.
Wow.
Well, you know, I know it's going to be good for you, and it's going to be good for the radio station if the Caps don't do what I have this feeling in my gut they might do. I really hope they – actually, it works either way. It works either way in sports radio. You can bitch about your team or you can celebrate your team. And I hope, as far as right now, the one team that's looking like they might win a championship, the Washington Capitals, but they scared me last night. And, you know, I just tell CK I'm rescinding the offer of Mike O'Mara's Hockey Corner. That will not be, will not be on the show.
There'll be a new show called Sullen Mike.
That ship is up. Any last words on Mr. Oscar Santana? Anything you'd like to share with our listening audience that may not? And by the way, Big O and Dukes also is a podcast that we share a lot of listenership with, and you can check it out. Really, I've gotten, you know, you talk about getting ideas from me. The whole idea of live shows and doing stuff on stage was I took that from you guys, and it's made me very, very happy over the years, and I love doing it. And down the road, Chad, we still flirt with the idea of at some point doing
a massive super show.
With both shows, and that's going to happen. It's just a question of when happens.
The fact that you give us credit for that, my idea for the live shows was Don and Mike Las Vegas style shows where Rob Spivak would come out on the stage and smoke cigarettes for 15 minutes before the show began. I mean, that was the entire impetus for us doing
it
that.
It was a hell of an opener, and it killed.
The idea of doing it with a podcast was something I was, just to take you to that moment, I was really just saying, okay, I'm doing this podcast. It was right at the beginning. And the whole kind of an invigoration of my attitude about doing stuff was when I walked out with you guys and got that respect from the audience, and it kind of turned me around as far as the way I think about this, and I realized how cool it was. You know, now I'm just as arrogant as I was when I was doing radio. you know, so all the Ocean City stations can F with me. It doesn't matter. I still have a supreme ego. That's the way it works.
How we get ahead.
But regarding Oscar Santana, you know, you've worked with him longer, you've been friends with him longer. Is there anything you could share with me or our audience about Oscar going forward? I've learned to
maybe
love
that
him.
Nobody knows. Maybe something that you just know.
Right. Well, do they know about the B12 injections?
Oh yeah, they know that.
Do they know about the the Vicks VapoRub?
Yeah, they know.
Mentosan, wasn't it called?
Mentosan.
Forgive me.
Mm-hmm. Do they know about the second family in Cuba?
No. They know about the allegations.
Then I'm out. That's the most interesting stuff about Oscar. Officially,
you're a good man.
Banging my mom and my dad having a second family, that's all you got? Jesus.
I think you guys all agree that Oscar has done an amazing job of keeping these shows alive, and I'm very excited that he's done that, and we would all not be here if it were not for him. It's never fun to hear people pay compliments to their DJs on the air, but that's true.
I know, and I think you and I probably are responsible for putting more holes in his stomach than he should have. That's the way it goes. And, you know, Chad, one last congratulations to you. Taking a political bit with wearing hats and poking fun at me and having fun and then realizing that bit was going to be reality and fusing onto that and a boon to your ratings when that happened. But congratulations on that. And I will never have you on my political persuasion show. Rest assured that will never happen because we would kill each other.
I stopped posting on your Facebook about a year ago. I hope you.
Yes, I know. I appreciate that, and Oscar talked me into it too. Chad Dukes versus the world on WJFK 106.7, the Big O and Duke Show, and Chad, continued success and have a great summer in your pool, my friend. Okay.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Chad.
Bye, Chad. That's Chad Dukes, soon. Everybody. A lot of people are standing by. We're going to start the show. And Oscar, anything you'd like to add? That went well.
Yeah.
I know you get nervous when we're
together.
I
don't get nervous. The only thing I was worried about is that painting breaching the perimeter here. And unfortunately, that is going to happen now because you asked for it.
Yeah, it has to.
It has to. It's the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing Chad has ever done. I didn't tell him that, but it's the greatest thing he's ever done. And we will take your phone calls right after this, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, we're talking to Gordon Cooper, who will be the next American astronaut to orbit the Earth.
Going to be
Gordon. Mr. Cooper, since you're the last of the original seven and the least well-known, could you begin by telling us, who was the best pilot you ever saw?
Who was the best pilot I ever saw? Who was the best pilot I ever saw? Well, I tell you, I've seen a lot of them. And most of them are just pictures on a wall.
Excuse me.
I said pictures on a wall.
Thank you.
Back at some place that doesn't even exist anymore.
Mr. Cooper,
and some of them are right here in this room.
You guys gotta be a great pilot.
And some of them are still out there somewhere, doing what they always do, going up each day in a hurtling piece of machinery, putting their hides out on the line, hanging it out over the edge, pushing back the outside of that envelope, and hauling it back in. But there was one pilot I once saw who I think truly did have the right.
How close did you ever come to meet me?
Who was the best pilot I ever saw?
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at it.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Dennis.
Mike O'Mara. Rob Spiewak.
Dennis Quaid.
Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
We are live from the heart of our nation's capital in the Podcast Village Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a podcast and radio show with a worldwide network of listeners who get it. And if you are here, you are in the know. You can listen 24/7 on our new PlayaPod app with the time-coded bookmarks, great media controls, customized settings, and a sleep timer, plus the ability to call the show anytime, anywhere. Download it now on iTunes or at the Google Play Store. All items for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. And you can call us anytime, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. We're going to get to your calls in just a second here. Our show today brought to you by Quip. The truth is, most of us are brushing our teeth wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That's because most brands focus on selling flashy gimmicks rather than better brushing, but not Quip. So, what makes Quip so different? Quip is an electric toothbrush that's a fraction of the cost of bulkier brushes, but still packs the big vibrations to clean your teeth. Quip's built-in timer helps you clean for the dentist recommended 2 minutes with guiding pulses. I love that.
That's great.
Guiding pulses! That remind you when to switch sides. Quip subscription plans deliver new brush heads on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5, including free shipping worldwide. Quip also comes with a mount that suctions right to your mirror and serves as a cover for hygienic travel wherever you take your teeth. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS right now, you'll get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. That's getquip.com/TMOS. We all love Quip.
I love getting those in the mail. Those brush refills in the mail are so great because you snap it on, it's like a new toothbrush.
Oh, yeah.
It's so awesome.
Let's get right to it because it's Wide Open Wednesday, everybody. And let's say, I'm not taking these in order, so I'm not sure how long this person's been here. Pete from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, I was calling with a, is Oscar there today?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. me and some friends are trying to start up a dinner theater up here in Harrisburg, and We were looking for a circa 2003 Jerry Lewis impersonator, and you came to mind, I think.
Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, 2003. When
I hate Jerry Lewis.
And his... Yes, but remember when his head swelled up to the size of a
bear? There it is. Oh, he was on prednisone.
I was waiting for the payoff.
You guys
I was waiting
dicks.
For the payoff. That's the way
later,
that was
Pete.
Going.
I can coach on the voice.
Let's go to prednisone. Trip from D.C. Well, we have a trip from D.C. Hello.
Hi, Mike. Good morning, fellas.
Is this Trip Affleck?
It is Trip Affleck.
You're not from D.C., Trip.
No, I'm not from D.C., but the 202 area code indicates that I'm in D.C. I'm here to testify before Congress about the health benefits of fluoride and the dangers of bone broth.
Everybody's doing stick today. Everybody is doing stick today. The health
really
benefits
what I wanted
of fluoride.
I posted this on the fan club yesterday, but I met somebody yesterday that blew my mind. I went down to the mailroom in our apartment complex, and as I walked in, the mail carrier was there, and I went to my box, and he turns around, he walks over right to me, he holds out an earbud, and he says, "Listen to this." And from his earbud, even from a distance, I hear the voice of Rob Spiewak. And I said, "That's Rob Spiewak." And I was amazed. I was like, "But how did you know I would know who Rob Spiewak was?" And it turns out it was Carl Hernandez, the mail carrier that called you a couple of weeks ago to tell you that he was delivering my mail. I actually met him. In person.
This is listener
God.
Bonding.
Wow.
This is
crazy.
Listener bonding.
And I think a federal law was broken.
Probably.
Yeah. That's
but
phenomenal.
He's not on Facebook. I double-checked my block list to make sure that he was actually on Facebook.
Hey, Trip, I love that when you posted that. I read that, and I read everything that you post. My question to you, how were the cookies that you made? The white chocolate?
Cookies.
Was it wheat, white chocolate, peanut butter, and chocolate chip? Is that what it was?
Exactly. And a little bit of margarine in there to make them crispy around the edges.
Yeah. That's how they get crispy? Damn.
Margarine. You want to use a little bit of margarine. Or you can use a tiny bit of vegetable oil.
You know, it's funny you would bring that up. I actually had a conversation with my mother this weekend on Mother's Day, and I just said to her, I said, "Margarine, is that even a thing anymore? Can you buy it? Because it used to be 30 years ago, you know, what do you want? Put some oleo on your toast?
And
you
trans fat.
You just don't see it in the stores as much anymore. But you keep
it
in stock?
Well, you can use Crisco, too, if you want.
Okay, good.
You know, you're always so nice when we talk to you. And I just keep posting occasional hate. That makes me, that warms my heart.
Yeah, keep you healthy.
Well, I like that, Trip.
As long as Oscar's on the show.
Oh, there's the cruelty.
Trip,
I know
you want me, man. We've talked about this already.
Ugly.
You are dreamy.
Aww, thank you. Even fat Oscar.
That would be an ugly video.
Let's go to another regular.
I'm on top.
Dirk from Spokane. Dirk, Dirk, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello again, Mr. Dirk.
Well, actually, it's Mike, and I'm calling from the doctor's office this morning.
Everybody is getting crap on the show today. Yeah, that's a dig. That's a dig at me last week. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Dirk. Just flail on me.
YouTube Live. I am so much loving your channel on YouTube Live, and anybody that hasn't seen it yet has got to go see the last minute of yesterday's show. Run to it as soon as this podcast is over today. It is amazing.
Thank you, Dirk.
And
we appreciate
Oscar,
that.
I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How does, when I watch on YouTube Live, how does that affect the analytics, or does it?
Well, it actually helps. We're getting much more engagement through YouTube Live than we ever did on Ustream. You probably can tell within even the chat room itself of the amount of people that are in there when they're in there. And then if you look at the numbers after the fact, it actually, YouTube's great because it's much like iTunes. You're getting all these metrics of how long people are watching and how long people are listening for. So you can see, and luckily for us, much like iTunes, when people engage with our show, they listen to the 96% of they actually watch
the
96%
whole thing,
of
yeah.
The,
yeah, they stay for
the
whole thing.
Which is
the
awesome.
Cameras.
Which is awesome.
I have to admit, Dirk, I am jealous of the cameras they have in Washington. That is, you know, I was looking at me, and I have the classic podcast television shot, and I was looking at Rob's nose hairs yesterday, and it was spectacular. They're just a dreamy close-up. You have no, Rob, are you aware?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't he look great?
And now? What's so great is...
Oh, but you guys look great in Washington. Yeah. It's incredible.
With the springtime, this is the season to come see my nose hairs.
Well, the picture is so much better than Rob's microphone is today.
It's so spectacular. We are working on getting a solution for you, Mike. We have to find out if there's a delay or not to pass
this. All right. Dirk, thank you for the call. We appreciate the support. Thank you very much. But I have to answer this one.
Yes.
I know you're working on that. This is one that you don't have to fast track.
Okay? Are you sure?
I am comfortable with the and by the way, that my shot is
it's beautiful. It looks great.
It looks great. But it's not the super deluxe quality. And I'm not sure, based on the way I look when I come in here on certain mornings, that I want that super deluxe quality. Yeah.
What you want
I truly don't know.
Season five of Moonlighting, the way they used to make Cybill Shepherd look.
All right. You want full disclosure here?
Yes.
Yeah. When I roll in here on certain days, and my first commercial is a Harry's razor, and I've got the gray stubble because I went sans shave in the morning.
Yes.
I'm really grateful that I've got a crappier camera. I really am. That's the way I look at that.
Soft lines, Mike. Soft lines.
It helps.
Soft lines are very, very nice. You know. And by the way, if I do get the expensive camera, we're just going to have to put a little Vaseline on it.
Sure.
Let's go to Will from Spokane, Washington.
That's good for
Will
the lens.
Will here on the Michael Harris Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
Oh,
we're fine. Well, way to go. Thanks for the delay and slowing the show down.
Yeah. What's up, money?
Hey, I had a question for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't have the time. Joe from Iowa City.
No mercy. Just,
you know, there's sometimes when there's that, you know, we had Chad. Chad
Mike,
came ready to play.
You're the Cobra Kai. Strike it's, first.
You know what?
Strike it fast. Just, no
it
mercy.
Was too, it was too, you know, we were having fun. We were laughing. Yeah. And it's like, I have a question. And I sensed a little ball busting coming. Joe from Iowa City, home of KCJJ, the greatest radio station we've ever been on.
Don't forget it.
I don't forget it. I love KCJJ. Hey,
here's a question I've been sitting on for 15 years. Back in the old show, you guys used to talk about ratings when they would come out and that kind of thing. There was one time that you said you couldn't really talk about how it all worked with whatever Arbitron was doing.
Yeah,
said,
yeah, that was
not
a rule.
Really at liberty to talk about it. And I just wondered, now that I finally caught up in a podcast at the day of, are you able to talk about it now? How did that actually work?
It's not what it used to be, and it's more electronic
it's different,
now.
Completely different.
Yeah,
now.
Back then it was different.
Back in the day, you could we would get occasionally they'd send out diaries to people that would record their radio listening habits, and every now and then one of our listeners would get their hands on a diary, and of course they'd immediately call us and tell us, and we couldn't talk about that because they were worried about the integrity of the survey. and then of course they moved into the they're called portable people meters that are so incredibly accurate that the ratings since they instituted the PPMs have not diverted from what they were originally. They never change.
Nothing changes.
It's so there's no dynamic to it at all. And I don't understand that much. That I just don't think that everyone's listening to WTOP in Washington every single month the same way.
Except in December when everyone listens to Christmas music all day.
The Christmas music. And has it been the same for a decade?
Yeah,
the same.
They could send out the same report.
When it was diaries, you would give the little engine that could, like a WCXR.
Yeah.
Would occasionally have a summertime rating book where they'd have an anomaly in there where they'd get a turbo fan that listens all the time. That doesn't exist anymore. And so you don't have that. And it's just this world of sameness that you get.
Also,
I don't trust it.
The pager system, the rating system, it's not accurate in a way where you can go in a dentist's office and they'll get credit for
music
at that station.
Yeah,
right?
Just music. Yeah.
When it was diaries and people filled them out, it was not exact. Don't get me wrong.
They're all flawed.
Yeah.
They're all flawed. But in the day, a super P1 passionate fan could really make a difference in a ratings book. Yeah. And when we get that, when we get somebody saying, hey, by the way, hey, do you hear Silly Willie got a ratings book? And we go, oh, my God. and then sometimes it would work, but Silly Willie would get drunk and forget to send it in, and then all that stuff.
I was television family, a Nielsen family once, when I was in high school, and they mailed me $2 in cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they gave you money.
Yeah, they did.
Technically, they gave you money. Oh, my God, we're super late. We got to take a break here. Everybody, I'll be like Ken Beatrice. Nate from La Paz, Honduras, Chris from Bowie, Maryland, and Stefan from Baltimore. Hold on the line. We'll get to you when we come back in my office. I'll be talking to you soon. All right? Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies.
It's me, Andrea. You're energetic, diabetic. And you deserve to be treated like a queen and to have someone who knows you better than you know yourself. Let's face it, there's only one man who can give you what you need.
It's me, Dan the Fan Man.
And if there's one thing I know about you females, it's that you love a great fan. If you need a fan, I'm your man. Say that your old fan is rubbing you the wrong way, and I'll make sure that you get rubbed the right way. Yell up into the sky, oh, holy Dan the Fan Man. I need a high-quality industrial fan, but everywhere I turn, I only see overpriced fans, and you're my only hope. Like a mythical creature, I will come down from the heavens riding a giant ceiling fan, and your wishes will come true. Ciao, Bella.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Here's a message to all you millennials from Cornerstone. Do you know that millennial home buyers are the fastest growing segment of the home purchasers today? They are stepping up to invest in their future with home purchases. And I'll tell you, as somebody who's owned homes all my life, it is a great way to get started.
Yeah.
In fact, a millennial homeowner is 10 times more likely to become a millionaire than their renting counterparts. 10 times. If you make that plunge, it's scary to do when sure. you're a young guy. It really is. Or a girl. Or a gal. Or a lady. I just sounded so old. Buying makes good financial sense in the commercial.
Yes.
I get the alarm.
Yeah.
If you're paying $2,500 a month in rent, that's the equivalent of a $3,100 mortgage payment when you calculate the tax benefits. That equals a $500,000 mortgage loan. Why rent when you can own? Invest in your future. It's a plunge, and it's a little scary, but they can help you at Cornerstone First Financial. They will hold your hand through the entire process, making sure that they get the best deal for you and your family. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial, we've had listeners rave about them all week. They will give you sound advice. Clicking their banner on our website is the way to do it, or you can call them. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. At some point, we're just going to say the United States.
Exactly.
And be done with
everywhere.
That.
Everywhere.
Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. Let's get right back to the phones. They are absolutely jammed
hopping
today. And let's see who's been waiting the longest. I'm going to go to Nate from La Paz, Honduras. Hello, Nate. How are you?
Hola, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está, mi amigo?
Bien, bien. ¿Y tú?
Oh, look
gracias.
At that.
Nice.
Gracias. Yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Oh, dear.
No, sorry, fellas. That's all I got.
That's me, too. I'm done. I'm
what
done.
Are you doing hi, in Nate. Honduras?
I'm down with an organization out of Southern Maryland called Honduras Compassion Partners. And we're working with a local medical clinic here and installing, providing basic medical care for locals in La Paz and La Jamani and installing water filters in homes to help give people clean drinking water. So it's a huge problem here in Honduras.
So nice.
That's cool.
I will tell you something, Nate, as somebody who's done stuff like that, there's nothing more satisfying. And I hope you're getting a lot of satisfaction out of it down there and enjoying your time. How long are you going to be in Honduras?
Just another couple of days. I'm actually down here with the leadership team. We're just working with the locals, meeting with the mayors of the cities near our mission house and learning how we can further establish partnerships with the locals down here. The people, the Honduran people, they're just beautiful people. I love it every time I'm down here. And it's really cool. Plus, I wanted to add La Paz, Honduras, your list of international calls.
Oh yeah, we can put a pin in the map.
Mm. Oh, that's yeah, right. We can
on
do
our
that.
Map.
That's,
yeah,
that's awesome, Nate. I've done it. I've done mission work like this. It's spectacular. Is it? Is there? Why do I think danger when I think Honduras? Are they having any kind of?
It's South
crime
America.
Yeah,
Central America.
I mean, I know specifically Honduras. I thought there were some issues down there. Are there any crime issues?
Not specific crime issue. There was some political unrest back in November. The elections were a bit of a thing. The primary in Honduras is pretty high, just because you have to. The drug traffic from South America has to go through Honduras, especially the big cities like Tegucigalpa. They have, but it's mostly drug crime out here in the mountains where we are in La Paz. It's very peaceful. It's very quiet. The cities are smaller. The people are very kind. It's not embroiled in all that.
All right.
As much.
Well, cool. Enjoy your time there, Nate. We appreciate you checking in, and keep listening to the Mike O'Meara Show wherever your world travels. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for dropping a pin.
We appreciate that. You know, on a related thing, and I hate to get heavy, but I have to.
Okay.
When he's talking about the Honduran people, and you know, I read a lot of political stuff. I'll have another Political Persuasions with Chris Freites. And a lot of candidates around the country are there's one guy that's got a deportation bus that's running for governor in Georgia and driving around with that. And, you know, I work every single day with a technically an immigrant. And,
Thank you.
And certainly the son. You're welcome, Rob.
Hi.
And son of immigrants. Everybody that I deal with medically down here in Southwest Florida is probably the son, at the very least, the son or daughter or an immigrant themselves. And it really hurts.
Strange.
It really hurts.
It's weird and it's painful.
It's a tremendous step backwards. Yeah.
WTF.
It's thrown at the Hispanic community. And, you know, maybe it's because I'm here and I'm so close to this population down here in Southwest Florida. In South Florida, it's a huge Hispanic population down here. And look, I don't want to make it political, but it's painful to see these guys that are, you know, can you imagine driving around in a bus saying, hey, we're going to round people up and we're going to do this, when all my experiences personally have been the opposite of this, the opposite of people I see every single day, the same people, by the way, that I've seen since 2002, and I'm not exaggerating, that have worked down here, and then my medical professionals that are brilliant people with heavy Hispanic accents down here, and it's just, it hurts. And
we are too young of a nation. We are, in the world scheme, we are a young nation. We're too young of a nation to make this kind of U-turn in this day and age and take a step backwards, right?
I agree. I totally agree. And, you know,
there should be only one bus in Southwest Florida, or South Florida, really.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What bus is that? Miami. And it's called the Bang Bus.
That's a great bus. Hey, you know, they have a YouTube channel, too.
Georgia, you know, and where this guy's at. These guys all up in Georgia. It's terrifying.
I know.
I was going to blow off my family and move to Georgia. But anyway, let's go to Chris.
Mike in the ATL.
Atlanta. You'd be a great cast member.
Chris from Bowie, Maryland. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Chris.
We're great.
Are you on Bluetooth, Chris?
I apologize. I will switch that off.
Break the law.
God bless you.
Yeah, breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Yes, I apologize.
There we go. Now we can hear you.
Sorry about that. I was calling just to tell you guys that you guys are doing a great job, but listening to you guys on hold, I have to say that I've become really used to the PlayaPod app, and it is really hard to listen to you guys on one-time speed. I listen to you guys at 1.75 to get through the show quick, and it is really hard listening to you guys at regular speed.
I can see that.
Can someone explain what's going on?
Yeah, I do the same thing on many podcasts. Not our podcast, because our pacing is so excellent. Mm-hmm. But if you listen to a slower podcast, say Mark Maron, you can listen to it at 1.5 speed, and it actually picks up the pace.
The settings are right there on the app.
Yeah, you can play it at different speeds.
You can speed it up.
And it won't increase the pitch of the voice, just the speed of the cadence.
No. Right now it sounds like everyone's had a stroke.
Yeah.
Well, then how about tonight? Treat yourself and listen to us at 0.5.
0.5. There you go. Attaboy. Give that a shot. Stefan from Baltimore, Maryland. Stefan, you're on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hello.
Gentlemen, how are we this morning?
Hello.
Excellent.
Never better.
Fantastic. So I got to give a plug to the bonus show because I was listening on the way into work today, and it was one of the best you guys have done in a long time.
Mm-hmm. We haven't done it yet.
What did we do?
Last week's bonus show.
Oh, I see.
What happened on last week's bonus show?
We do so much content now that it's hard for me to
remember. Oh, I know what last week was. Last week we argued about the Moody Blues.
Mm-hmm. Well, is your microphone okay, Rob Spiewak?
There is something funky going on.
Something raw, something weird.
I just thought I'd mention it. What did we talk about last week on the bonus show?
So the bonus show last week was a free-form sort of stream of consciousness.
Oh, right.
It was the music. It was the technology. Mike's inability to deal with his iPhone. all sorts of just wonderful, wonderful, just you guys in a nutshell. And it was fantastic.
We're taping one today, and we've had a day already, and it's just going to be fun. It's going to be
And we got good stuff today. We got great stuff today.
If Rob fixes his microphone, it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's go to Rachel, Phoenix, Arizona. We're all over the map today. Phoenix, Arizona. What a wide open Wednesday. We might be into record territory
here. Big day.
Maybe that's because we had Big Shooter on the show. Maybe we got to cross-pollinate more often. Rachel, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi. Rachel, what's up?
Hi. I have to say that Diego on the phone was very friendly and very professional.
That's all we got.
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
That was pretty perfect.
Hi, Diego.
How you doing, Rachel?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right. I'll
stop. Gingerbread man.
No.
Where are you calling from?
What can we do for you, Rachel?
I just wanted to call and say thank you. I have had a rough couple weeks, and my son refuses to sleep past 5:30 in the morning. And when I'm not going to work at the hospital, that's really early. And at least I can listen to you guys while I'm running and trying to get my stress out. So I appreciate it.
God bless you. That's so sweet. We appreciate
that. We've had all morning.
And make sure you tell all your nursing friends to subscribe to the bonus show. Okay, Rachel?
I actually do.
Oh, God bless you. Atta girl. Sweetheart. That's wonderful. And I hope you have a great rest of the week. Let's go to Polly from Brooklyn. Polly's been doing some promos for us. Polly!
Hey, Polly!
Polly.
Oh, I love this friggin' show. Let me tell the audience right now.
All
right. If you don't listen to the live stream or on YouTube, you get F-bombs from Mike O'Mara. What are you, a stu? Not listen now, not later.
I think they follow, yes.
I got a couple of questions. Rob
Yes. Moe. Yes.
What's up with the cake and cookies? How's Katie doing?
We are recording this weekend. She was on a ban from talking for more than 15 minutes at a time as her jaw healed. And so,
did she have another thing?
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah. They had to take tissue from her ear and rebuild the cushioning between her jawbone.
This is after the initial thing.
Oh,
she's been through it.
She
man.
Has.
God.
Poor Dan.
Such a sweet person.
Yeah. Poor Dan. So yeah, we will record this weekend. You will have a show by Sunday, my friend.
Very good.
I know.
Dan, by the way, let me ask. Hold on, just a second, Polly. I want to ask a question about Katie. When she had that procedure, was Dan aware of it?
No, Dan was not aware of it.
Okay. I just said, go ahead, Polly. Sorry about that.
He said, boy, you've been quiet lately.
Your head goes, I got your back, Abish.
I'm sorry. Could you say that again? Rob was talking all over you.
I said, no matter how big your head gets, I got your back.
Oh, God!
That was worthy of a repeat.
Thank you.
And Mike.
Yes.
I'm going to be retiring in about 4 years, and the wife wants to do the snowbird thing in Florida. How's Naples? Is Naples a good place?
Naples is a great place.
Beautiful. At
Naples, to be honest with you, Polly, Naples rocks. The whole coast rocks here. We're getting a little early tropical down here, kind of like a tropical storm with a lot of rain. I don't know what that bodes well. If you're here anywhere between late June and late September, there's always the chance of a big mother of a storm. But other than that, I love it. Snowbird time, it's perfect. That's why everybody comes down.
What I really thought.
How far from you?
Right now, Naples would be about, it depends on when people are down here, but I'd say in ideal traffic, it'd be about 25 minutes, and when it's really crowded.
On Sundays for pasta and meatballs,
I'd love to, Paul. You and me, absolutely.
And Mike, your CPAP, is that a ResMed? What machine is that?
It's a ResMed. I have a ResMed.
All right, tell Rob to get to me, because your boy could give you a hookup. Gabish?
Okay,
I will.
All right, because I got a great job, and I get it on the arm.
My second, CPAP hookup, and I'll need it for the rest of my life. You rock, Polly.
Are you coming up to New York City for the summer with your daughter or what?
There's a possibility she is going to come see me.
I love it,
and I would love to get down to see her. But there's movement in the Catherine world that I really can't talk about right now, and it involves young love.
No matter what, you get up here, we break bread, okay?
All right, Pauline, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You know what I thought you were going to say to him, Mike, is when he asked about Naples, I thought you'd say, well, when you're here, you're family.
You're family. Yeah. You know, the idea of Pauly coming down to Naples and breaking bread with him,
sounds
pasta
fantastic.
On Sunday.
That would be great.
And then Michael's body was dumped off the coast of Florida. But anyway, we'll take a break. More calls. Let me say, hey, everybody. Christy in West Sacramento. Also, Marcus from Richmond, Virginia. And Mo.
Hey!
Our stock tip coming up on Wide Open Wednesday, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Connecting is everything. Slacking is nothing.
Mailbag.
It's all about you.
Mailbag.
Birthdays.
Hooray.
Anniversaries.
Don't F it up.
Stories.
Be interesting.
Shtick.
Be funny.
Feedback.
If you ain't bitching, you ain't breathing.
Email Rob.
To me.
At MikeOmaraShow.com.
DMOS.
Your thoughts to our ears through Mike's mouth.
Creepy.
Most Tuesdays on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
Stay in the know. Mailbag.
Mailbag.
By TMOS.
By the bonus.
And it just ends like that.
Yeah,
I always
it does.
Get confused.
It's weird.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. Here's the problem. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. And by the time you notice, it's too late. The solution,
forhims.com.
Forhims.com. Forhims.com is a... I never do that. I pride myself on not doing that.
That's allergies right there. There's something in the air down there.
No, it doesn't matter. It never should happen. Never if you're a professional broadcaster. That's what I would tell young broadcasters everywhere. Be aware of your phlegm.
Your expectoration station.
Forhims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness for men. And thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Forhims.com connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. These are real prescriptions backed by science. No nonsense. Plus, no waiting rooms, no awkward doctor visits. Just answer a few questions, and the doctor reviews it, and the products are shipped directly to your door. It's that easy. I hate doctor's offices, so I love that Forhims.com has made it this easy to get what you need to keep your beautiful hair. Remember, it's easier to keep the hair you have than to replace the hair you've lost, so act now. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost you hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/TMOS. That's forhims.com/TMOS. Don't wait. forhims.com/TMOS.
Do it now.
You
do
did
it now.
It.
Do
you
it.
Did it.
Woo.
Do it now.
Right now.
Now.
Anyway, let's go to back to the phones. A lot of people have been standing by. Who's been waiting the longest? This lady, Christy from West Sacramento. You are on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Good morning, Mike, Rob,
good morning.
Oscar, Tony. I love you so much. And first of all, I was so excited to hear the hot CPAP talk, but then we got some hot phlegm talk, too. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I know.
Sexy.
Christy, I'm having a day. There's nothing. I'll tell you, when my wife wakes up in the morning and she hears this sound, Christy. Yeah, I only know it's morning when I disengage from my tube. It's And by the way,
I sleep next to a Darth Vader too.
Oh yeah, I don't know if I'll do that. You know, once I get all my weight off, but who knows?
True.
I got a busted up nose from playing hockey, so it's kind of like if I try to, which side do I not breathe on? That's the side I can't breathe on the right,
yeah,
side.
The right side. Yeah,
and also the blow that I did during the 1980s.
Yeah, you have no septum left, right?
Yeah, no, it's just gone.
Gone.
Yeah,
I sad. Did
Studio
really.
54 when I was there. You know, I was basically doing lines off Bianca Jagger's ass.
Remember
just,
that night?
It was such a good time.
You called me and you said I just got back from Studio 54 and Liza is a great lay.
Oh my God, she was incredible. Yeah, but I was able to perform,
man.
But I was able to perform, but I didn't feel anything because my whole body, from my head to my toes, was numb. Christy, what can we do for you?
Okay, a couple of things. One, Ben McDaniel, thank you for the O'Mara Chick jingle. It rocked my world. I love that guy.
You mean this one? I'm sorry, this one right here?
O'Mara Chicks.
That's the one.
Oh, right. Listen to that.
Beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing. Secondly, I want to say that I got my Fab Fit Fun Box in, and it is so rad. And ladies, get your box in and pick. Ladies, get your box in.
Ladies, get your box in.
Get that black and white tote bag. You won't be disappointed. It is totes adorbs.
Yeah, Carla loves it.
Yeah.
Just adorable.
Totes adorbs, yeah.
Thank you, Christy. We appreciate it. Keep listening.
I love you. Bye.
Love you,
thank
too.
You.
That's wonderful. Let's go to John from Pennsylvania. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. A lot of calls today.
Yeah.
A lot of calls.
Yeah, John. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing at all. Especially with me being late getting in. It's nothing wrong at all with taking a lot of calls.
Yeah, that's good. It's all about John.
Yeah, okay. So, John, what's happening in PA today?
Hey, listen, I called in a few weeks ago about Burt Reynolds being deflowered by a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And I was reading his book a little further, and I came across, a lot of people know that he was on Gunsmoke early in his career.
True.
But he actually had a TV series before that called Showboat, and he really didn't like his co-star, somebody that you guys were talking about the other day on Monday.
Who's that?
Any ideas? Here's an audio hint.
Oh, is it?
No, he's gone. I don't have time to do his stuff.
I think it might have been Darren McGavin.
Okay.
Why doesn't he like him?
I couldn't hear it. I'm sorry. I apologize, but I couldn't hear
to
what
the
was
book,
going
right?
on.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he like Darren McGavin?
I think that he just had a hard time working with him. I think he had a hard time coming up because he was looked at as a good-looking guy, not an actor.
Ah,
and I think he got a lot of guff that way.
Let's go to Mo and the stock tip of the day.
Let's
ladies
do it.
And gentlemen, here he is. It's time for Mo's stock tip. Sorry, Marcus, I hung up on you. I hope that wasn't Marcus. Sort of, I hit the button by accident. Mo, you are in control, aren't you, pal? What's the stock tip of the day?
BIIB.
What is it?
What is it
by
again?
By Gene. BIIB.
BIIB.
That's most stocks of the day.
I'll look that up.
It's a guy from PA. I should have known. My rhythm was thrown so totally off by that guy. I was trying. I just didn't know what was going on. You have to wait so long.
Yes.
This show moves at a certain pace. Heather from Leesburg, Virginia. You may be the last call on Wide Open Wednesday. Heather, what can we do for you?
Hey, I have a question for Oscar, but first, Adrian is doing a very personable job answering the phones today.
His second plug. How about that with Adrian? Isn't that wonderful? How about that?
Just some clarification.
Yeah,
Biogen. BIIB is what Mo was saying.
Oh, Biogen. Okay.
Biogen.
Of course.
Okay. Thank
Biogen.
You.
Oh, that's I like hearing the plugs for Adrian, Heather. Thank you for that.
Yeah. So, Oscar, I have a business question for you.
Sure.
I am essentially a contractor, and I work for a third-party company, and there's another person who works for the same company as a contractor, so we don't have the same HR, and he won't stop hitting on me.
Oh no!
I don't know. I've tried cute, I've tried smart, I've tried physical violence. So how do I get him off my back?
Oh, you have to. You said you have an HR department?
No, we don't share the same HR department because he's a contractor for a separate company. And we're both third-party
you call,
so this is a guy that crosses your path.
All you have to do
with.
Is call that HR department. You can do that. Mm-hmm. That is open. You have to call his company's HR department and inform him what's happening.
Yeah, rat
you
him
shouldn't
out.
Live in that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. No one should ever have to deal with that. And that is probably a question people will have. There's no problem in calling and saying this is what's happening.
Got it.
All right, thank you, Heather, and good luck with that, really.
Yeah.
Take care of the crap. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we can give the name of the company. It's Lauer Industries. Lauer Industries is the name of the company that's it. One last call, and then we do have to break.
Okay.
Brad from Hilton Head, South Carolina. Brad, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Gentlemen, how the hell are you?
Hi,
we're
Brad.
Doing great, Brad. You're the last one on Wide Open Wednesday. What can we do for you?
I feel so honored. This is the first time I called the show. I got the notification from the app. Just wanted to say how much I love the show and how much I appreciate what you guys are doing. Got a chance to meet Rob and Katie at a Savannah Sand Gnats game a couple years ago.
Cool.
Oh, I remember you.
How you doing, Rob? It's
good. Doing good. Good to talk to you again. Nice. Yes.
This and I forgot that it's not the no-see-ums. It's the sand gnats. Those are the little bugs that.
Yes, but I think that's the same thing as a no-see-um. I think no-see-um is no-see-um. That's the Eastern Shore name for them. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
They've actually changed the name to something a little more ridiculous. Now they're the Savannah Bananas. But in any case,
no, that's a terrible name.
They didn't take my suggestion because they had a big poll and I was voting hard. I wanted them to be called the Savannah Guthries.
Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate that, Brad. Is there anything else we can do for you?
Nope, that's it. Just wanted to tell you how much I love the show.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate
it. Thank you. That's a good last call. We appreciate that. That's awesome. Man, what a wide open Wednesday.
Very wide.
Why did I prepare a show today?
You sound like John. A lot of calls today.
Why do you think we take a lot of calls on the radio? That's you doing it, not me doing it.
You doing it.
Yeah, maybe we'll expand 3 days a week. Anyway, we'll take a break. And something I did prepare is news you may not
know. Attaboy.
Used to be prepared by another individual. He took 3 hours to do it. I knock it out in 10 minutes. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is Jimmy Cerrito, the King of the Wings. My world-famous Buffalo Wings have been winning awards for years. Just like... The Mike O'Meara Show.
What?
Bonus show. What? Wings and bonus show comedy are the perfect combination when you're hungry for a laugh. I'm trying. Buy the bonus show. You can feel like you own your own virtual brick in the bonus show beer garden. It's not a Ponzi scheme. It's real. And it's not terrible. And it's not looking bad for you. Buy the bonus show.
It'll be okay.
He is so hammered. He is so hammered.
I'm trying. Oh, my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Amazon's still the best way to get what you need. However, if you want to make sure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, you got to do it right. So listen up. Just click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
It was not a great night for Caps fans, Mike. And I think the problem is they
were sitting on their hands last night.
Problem is not enough people are involved in rocking the red. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon. They've got this beautiful jersey that they used at the 2015 Winter Classic. It's an old school hockey sweater with the lace up front.
Look at that.
It's
Look
gorgeous. At that. And whenever I see it at a Caps game, I say, God, I want one of those. Well, you know what? If you buy it on Amazon, it's still licensed by the NHL and it's $65.
Well, you don't
think you're going to get it for $65 at the Caps Center, do you? No.
Capital One Arena.
No. So get all your Caps gear at Amazon. Save some money.
I love that. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that and more, the Caps jersey, at the top of MikeO'MearaShow.com. Get to clicking. Use Amazonians.
News.
Boo. The strange saga of Meghan Markle and her dad has probably come to an unfortunate end.
Oh,
Thomas Markle actually changed his mind this morning and said he wants to be at the royal wedding to walk his daughter down the aisle, but he probably cannot because he's having heart surgery this morning.
Oh, what's God.
What's the deal with this rube?
This guy, he's trouble.
You know, when you have a heart attack the week before, you're not going to the wedding the week after
right.
and traveling in an airplane.
Lies.
Then the whole, yeah, it's BS. There's Lies. Something going on.
Also, apparently, I got some more clarity about what's going on in that family.
Lay it on me. Yeah, I know you're the Anglophile here, so I want to find out what's going on.
The sister-in-law of Meghan Markle set up the photo shoot, which he allegedly got paid for by the paparazzi of him preparing for the wedding. A big hullabaloo ensued where the royal family found out about this, including Meghan Markle. And they said,
the sister-in-law would have to be Meghan's brother's wife.
Yeah, but they have no relationship.
Okay, so no blood relative. Yeah.
It is a split family, as she has two siblings, a brother-in-law. I'm sorry, a half-sister and a half-brother.
Right,
and
from the father fathering those before.
Yes.
Her.
They have no relationship. And there are family members coming out of the woodwork, as you would imagine.
Sure.
From her other family, even going to England and broadcasting live for some sub-tier, subpar network saying that they have Markle's family.
So hack.
So trashy.
Yeah, the big lady's not going to like this, Mike. The big lady's going to be upset.
Yeah, yeah. She's well, I hear she's pissed already.
Yeah.
So he ain't going, right?
He's not going now. No. No way.
But the whole heart surgery, I think Oscar's right. I think this whole heart thing was
a ruse.
Kind of a, yeah, I think it was a ruse because you don't, if you have a heart attack last week, you're not going anywhere
not flying
for a month.
Do you think he's in the same hospital room as Melania after her kidney trouble?
Quotation.
What do you think it is?
That's just she wants a little time out of the house.
No, there was a song back in the 70s. VD is forever.
Oh, guys, come on.
No, that's a joke. It's a joke, a bad joke. I apologize on behalf of the entire press corps. Robinson Cano was a Yankee who used to scare the crap out of me. Robinson Cano is now with the Seattle Mariners, and he's been building a career worthy of the Hall of Fame. I think he's a great ball player, but all of a sudden that's in serious doubt. Yesterday, Robinson was suspended 80 games for violating Major League Baseball's drug policy. He tested positive for the diuretic furosemide. Which can be used as a masking agent to conceal PED use. Technically, he did not test positive for a performance-enhancing drug, though. Cano will be able to return later this season, but he's ineligible for the playoffs if Seattle makes it this
playoffs.
This is big. Playoffs! He'll also lose about half of his $24 million salary for the season. Obviously, it's too early to talk about his Hall of Fame thing. Now, yes, of course it is.
Yeah.
But the committee doesn't look kindly on this stuff. Cano will not appeal the suspension. He said he received the stuff from a licensed doctor in the Dominican Republic to treat a medical condition, and he now wishes he'd been more careful. So he's a great player, and it's unfortunate. I thought those days were behind us. They have to be careful.
These and you also, you see, I feel that for this guy because it's really hard to get a medical license in the Dominican Republic, so he obviously trusted this doctor a lot.
That's so racist.
Is it?
What you just said. Yes, that is so racist.
Only if you take it sarcastically.
It is probably
if you, if you, if you tried, it's, Rob, you couldn't even accomplish it.
Well,
you think because it's the DR, it's hard to get a license?
Yes, it is. It's very difficult. They're very stringent.
I would probably be able to, and I'm not trying to give you a hard time, I would probably be able to produce 300 or 400 of some of the most prominent physicians in the world that got their medical degree in the DR.
They actually let them work on
people. Give me some performance-enhancing drugs? Okay. I'd like to be my best.
The first trailer for the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, hit the web yesterday, and while it's impossible to tell how a movie's going to be by a trailer, one thing they got right is Freddie Mercury's likeness. Freddie is played by Rami Malek. He's the guy that kind of always pouts. He's from the TV show Mr. Robot. Mm-hmm. And from the footage in the trailer, it looks like he really nails it. At the very least, he's got the look down. It really is cool.
This was the number one thing trending on YouTube this morning, this trailer. We want to hear a small clip from it because I love the fact that they're using the real music. You forget what a great band Queen was.
So now what?
This is when the operatic section comes in.
Oh, the operatic section, yeah.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Mamma mia, let me go.
That's the operatic section. Nobody was doing anything like
it. No. There's a great scene in the trailer where they're talking to the record executive when they're about to release Bohemian Rhapsody. Mm-hmm. He says, "We can't release this. It's 6 minutes. It's an eternity." He said, "I'd hate to meet your wife if you think 6 minutes is an eternity."
The movie looks pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'd love to see it.
The staff at Lindley Elementary School in Greensboro, North Carolina, got a pretty amazing gesture from a former student last week. It's not clear who they are, the students, so I guess they want to remain anonymous, but they own a travel agency now, and they surprised the entire staff by giving them vouchers for a free vacation for them and their families to anywhere in the continental United States.
Wow.
The principal's name is Tracy Roof, and the roof all of a sudden.
The roof
she got to tell everyone
fire.
About it. She had all the teachers gather in the auditorium, and obviously they were thrilled. The vouchers have a total combined value value of $96,000.
Wow.
Tracy says it's amazing to know someone out there values teachers that much. And the big reveal was a moment she will never forget. So I think
that's pretty awesome. Cool. Good stuff.
Isn't that special? When you start dating someone new, apparently you don't have to worry about impressing their friends or their mom or any of the usual suspects, but you damn sure better suck up to their dog. According to a new survey, 86% of dog owners say they dump someone who didn't like their dog. And people also trust their dog to set them up. 3 out of 10 people say they've used their dog as a way to start talking to a potential date. Mm-hmm. And they were successful 84% of the time. I love these statistics. 78% of people with dogs say they're more likely to hook up with someone if that person also has a dog.
True. I think that's valid.
And finally, 16% of married dog owners say that if it came down to it, they'd rather celebrate their dog's birthday than their spouse's birthday. And that's true in my home.
I agree.
That's why Beluga and Frankie get birthday presents. And I get, what do you want to do today? Anyway.
I didn't think you wanted me to make a fuss.
Yeah. You really want me to do it? I don't care.
I guess we could go to dinner.
What do you want to do? It's not my determination when it's mine. Anyway, now a little something.
But, Mike, you know, to be fair, when she gives you ice cream, when you eat ice cream, the lipstick doesn't come out.
Yes.
But that's that happens in my house.
That's very exciting. And now a little something. A 44-year-old guy named Kevin Byrig was at a Walmart in Oklahoma City last week, and a security guard spotted him taking those pesky upskirt photos.
Oh, yeah, pony.
These perverts.
When the cops came. Yeah, pony. When the cops came, Kevin was shocked and outraged that they were stopping him because he said his attorney told him it was perfectly legal to take upskirt photos in a public place. That's what he told the cops. Now, the cops explained to Kevin it was not legal.
Good.
And he was arrested on a peeping Tom charge and taken off to, he will await trial at the Idiot County Jail. That's where Kevin is.
Guy has a selfie stick. Sir, what are you doing at the bottom of those escalators?
Just hanging.
My attorney told me it was legal or such.
Is his attorney based in Chicago?
Yeah, Chicago. Yes, Don Ephraim. That's the attorney. That's my old agent. Made me a lot of money. God bless him. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, the Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Way to go. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. Boy, it sure is getting hot.
It is.
It's a good time of year to stay in your swelter shelter and run that blessed air conditioning until your lips turn blue. But how will you pass the time? How will you pass the time? Well, idiot, how about the TMOS bonus show? 60 extra minutes of uncensored, commercial-free fun that's cooler than the north side of a January gravestone by moonlight. What? And it's the most fun we have all week. So buy it and tell Mother Nature and her hot flashes to get bent.
Yeah, Mother Nature.
The TMOS bonus show is the most fun you can have in of doors. Big laughs in lovely air-cooled comfort. Plus, you were loaded last night. Plus, chillaxing inside will alleviate those pesky allergies. The TMOS bonus show. It's nothing to sneeze at. Jesus. Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS, the TMOS bonus show. It's as cool as the rank and wasting weeds which lie in the pool's dark bed. Wow!
I believe that was Whittier.
So please quit sucking, and we thank you. And now let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, May 16, 2018, Rob Schrew.
I'd like to debut a new feature, and it is the Mike O'Meara Show Pep Talk.
Please.
So everybody, if exciting. You're feeling down in the dumps, you're feeling less than exuberant today, I want you to keep this in mind.
I know where I'd like to send it. All right, go ahead.
How about this?
It'll be okay.
Is that Jimmy?
That is Jimmy.
It'll be okay.
I did listen. You know, I don't normally listen to AmeriCast when Courtney Calkins hosts. But
right.
when I found out that Jimmy was on.
How did he insinuate himself into that show? Just
well, he's a little pushy.
He's persistent.
Okay. Yeah, he is.
Very good. Okay.
And
Marcus is lazy.
Yeah, I'm sure he used some sort of social media tactic.
Hey, you want to dig over the show this month? No problem.
But you have to admit, Jimmy is a pretty good booking. And Jimmy
That's
went
a
about.
Great booking. That is a delightful booking.
Jimmy did 90 minutes from the Buffalo Wing, I guess, staring at his laptop. And
right.
You could hear the vodka disappearing. And, you know, I don't normally really call attention to the AmeriCast, but this is a really good week to hear right. Jimmy drinking his Tito's and water, which yes. he says is
Tito's and soda, I think.
Which is refreshing.
Yeah, absolutely. Tito's and
it'll,
soda.
It'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
Now,
I'll it'll tell be you what, okay or so.
Some what, great promos out of it.
What wasn't okay is on American Idol this week, they came back from spots. They're down to, I think, five now.
Mm-hmm.
And they were live on TV, and they didn't really tell Ryan that they were live on TV. And it sounds to me like he was genuinely hitting on Katy Perry. Because you know why? He's not the exuberant, hey, welcome back to Idol, Ryan. He's sort of like a, hey, how you doing, Ryan? So okay. this was on Fox Television. This was on ABC Television.
We're on.
Your mom's pretty.
My mom? Well, I hope the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Ooh. You are too, but you're not a mom.
Yeah. Not yet.
You want to talk about it?
What?
Don't I'll start. Don't start.
Don't start. That was good.
Are we live?
I think we're back.
Are we back?
Yes.
Are we is back? This real TV?
Oh, this is it.
Oh. See, are we professionals?
My favorite part is when Ryan says, you want to talk about it?
Yeah, you want to talk about it. But he's in front of an audience, so I mean, he can't.
Yeah, but still, I'm not sure they wanted that on television. Just my thought. Now, before I play this next tape, one of my favorite ways to introduce a tape on the Audio Vault is always saying, no one was killed.
Oh, no.
However, and you can see this on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page, we go to Australia. It's not like America has the market on being stupid. Australia had, these people had built a bonfire. I estimate it to be about 7 foot high, the flames,
wow.
and almost as wide,
you mean
the fire pit.
7 feet high?
Yeah. And okay. so, yeah, like that would be 84 inches.
All
and
right.
so, and about that wide at the base. And so there's a big screaming bonfire, and they think it's going to be fun to jump through it. Because, you know, you can run and jump through a flame.
Oh, they do this in Latin America.
Yeah. But here's the problem. If the flame is that big, you're not going to see if there's someone on the other side of it also running at the fire at the same time.
Oh, my God. Collision over the fire.
And by magical coincidence, they collide. One guy catches on fire but runs around and puts himself on. Another guy is knocked out, laying in the fire. He did suffer third-degree burns.
Oh,
but
my God.
This is what that sounds like.
Wait, is it going to explode soon?
I don't
want to lose. He's on fire! He's on fire!
Now, let me pause just for a moment in the action. They're laughing that he's on fire, not paying attention to the guy that's knocked out with his face still in the fire pit.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Let's hear how it ends.
I got that on video! I got it on video!
Aussies. Oi, 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 oi.
So what you do is, if you're going to jump through the fire pit, you say, hey, anyone on the other side? No,
yeah,
I'm clear?
Well,
okay, good.
Yeah, there might be a little alcohol.
What about backpacks with big flags on them?
Also great.
Like dune buggies? They're going to go over the top.
All right, there's a comic. And we
That's
played
why
him.
They have those.
Yeah,
on the
yeah,
dune
yeah.
Buggies, right?
We have there's a comic, and we've played him on the show before. He has a talk show. His name is Jim Jeffries. He is from Europe, and he had some monarchy experts. To
He's
talk,
from Australia.
And is he from Australia? I thought he was British. But either way, the British is the topicality here because he was talking about monarchy experts about the royal wedding and asking questions about the royal
well,
family.
No, I think it's the guy that did the gun bit, too.
He is Australian. Forgive me. I stand corrected. But anyway, here he is talking about royal experts on the royal family.
Okay, so we have to ask, this is about the monarchy. Are they inbred?
No.
Isn't there inbred?
Not anymore.
Not anymore. There's a bit of inbreeding back in the day.
Way back.
That would account for Charles's ears, I assume. Is it true that the Queen drinks 4 cocktails a day?
If things get really tough, she'll have a large cocktail.
So it gets tough 4 times a day, does it?
Well, it's timed. It's timed between what she likes to drink and when she drinks.
No, she gets up in the morning and has one. That's how you do it. And then you ease into the day because she has to get over the hangover from the 4 that she's drank. 4 cocktails a day, that means that she's a complete alcoholic. If you said she is, I'm back on with the monarchy. I'm back in.
4 cocktails is a lot because she's not a very tall lady. So keep that in mind when you set your alarm on Saturday and you're watching the wedding. Now, if I say to you the name Eric Bishop, does that mean anything to you?
It's a hybrid of the, it's if Jason Bishop and Eric Pickle had a child
that's what
on
I
the
thought.
Junkies, that would be the child they would have, and it would look like Johnny Cake Sawville.
Same amount of hair.
And the bully in the schoolyard that child would have to deal with growing up through its formative years would be John Paul Flynn.
You see, that's a perfect encapsulation of their entire show. But what I didn't know, Eric Bishop is the real name of Jamie Foxx.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that was a fake name. Jamie Foxx is a fake name. And he was on Colbert. We're going to close with this. Interesting story how he chose the name Eric Bishop.
Doing stand-up open mic night. So I put my name down, Eric Bishop. I go up, have a great set, standing ovation, right? I went back for the next few weeks. They wouldn't let me back up because the comedians ran the list. So every time they saw my name, like, no.
Because they don't want the competition.
They don't want the competition. So I'm like, damn, what's up? So now notice that it'll be 100 dudes that will show up, right? But only a few girls.
Because you're so scary.
So
good.
I wrote unisex names. Tracy Brown, Stacey Green, Jamie Foxx. Right?
That's really how it
works. So the dude is like, Stacey Green, Jamie Foxx, is she here? I'm like, hey.
So that's how he got the name Jamie Foxx. That's your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for the Mike O'Mara Show. Don't forget to listen 24/7 on our new Playapod app. If you would like to send us regular mail, it can be sent to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. I'm sounding like Doc Emmerich because I've been watching a lot of hockey. Each day, on average, 96 Americans lose their lives because of a gun. Let's go, Caps. Caps have not shown up for this performance, and they need to try harder if they're going to beat the Tampa Bay Lightning. I just realized at the end of the show that I'm doing a Doc Emmerich impression. Check out Every Town for Gun Safety and find out how you can end the tragedy of gun violence for good. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, this is Doc Emmerich inviting you to join us once again. There are Caps fans that are laughing at this right now. That's right. It's going to be a good game on Thursday because the Caps have realized that they are not going to simply walk into the conference finals and just show up and win. So we're going to have to wait and see what they did. There's a pass back to Ovechkin. He scores! So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
It'll be okay.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.